Welcome, my awesome friends. Today we are here with our friend Chandra, who just aced the exam. She aced the exam yesterday, and she's been very gracious to come in and share some lessons learned with us. So Chandra, I'm really excited. Thank you so much for doing this for us. It's a pleasure to be talking to you as a PMP guru. You're now one of the gurus. So congratulations. How do you feel?
Yeah, thank you. I feel like I feel very light today. Like, I don't know, something missing, you know. Otherwise, back of my mind, it was always there. So
it was today the pembok was like pressing everyone down, and now you're free of that. So,
thank you. It's a big relief, actually.
Well done.
I've been with you for 3 months, I think, already. So, every day I attended these scrum meetings, you know.
Wow.
These scrum meetings and, you know, like doing the quizzes on a daily basis, even if we attempted 10 questions and, you know, like going through the concepts, filled a lot of gaps for me in terms of not only gaps, the terminology, you know, like those also helped both in agile, agile and predictive. So that's where I built the confidence and
Good to know. And just a quick lesson for those who have ideas and don't like sharing them. I want to give a shout out to Fabrizio, because it's because of his idea that we started having the daily scrums. So without his influence, we wouldn't be having the daily scrums. He came up with the idea during one of the masterclasses, and we decided to run with it. So thank you, Fabrizio.
You are very welcome. You gave more to me than I gave to you.
Oh, you gave to everyone on this occasion, Fabrizio. Thank you so much. So, Chandra, a guru, you decided to put yourself through this journey, right? Why did you decide to take PMP? Can you just kind of answer that really quickly for us before we jump into what you have? You know, why PMP? Why didn't you just say, "Oh, I'm a CSM. Let me relax."
Now, CSM and PSM I took recently in the last year only, but this PMP, it's for a long time I wanted to do because of my role, even though I'm not like a project manager or something, but I always have been managing a few people here in US and also in India, I mean, like offshore team. So I thought this is better in terms of, you know, for management, for career growth also, like, you know, promotions and all that. So this was my long-term goal, actually, but with all the I could not make it, but after joining with you, frankly speaking, I made it. It's all because of you and all my, you know, Fabrizio and all the friends, like, you know,
all the friends, indeed. And someone is going to ask this question, I know, Chandra, someone's going to ask, but they're going to ask you how many hours you studied 2 weeks to the exam. So what do you have to say about that?
I have to say I attended the meetings and just watched your videos. Because otherwise I didn't have much time with the housework and office work.
And you had visitors, you had family. Family was over, so you had to pay attention to the family. Yeah. But you were consistent in kind of doing the little you could daily, right?
That's right.
And then a couple of days before the exam, you sent me an email and you said, "Phil, I'm going in." I'm like, "What? Is it already that time?" And what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you, the advice I gave you?
Yeah, that's what you said. You'll be fine. Just, you know, go through that agile mindset video and also all the, I think another one you gave me. But mainly agile mindset is the one I had in my mind to answer all the questions. That's the main thing for me.
Right. And you travel quite far to get to the exam center, but I'm glad you didn't take it at home. So you went into the test center. You got in a train and a bus, or how did you get to DC?
I took bus and train.
Were you studying on the way or were you just meditating?
No, because see, like I had to sleep during the journey. I slept because I wanted to relax, but I went early in the morning, like by 9 o'clock, like that I reached, and my exam was at 1 o'clock.
Wow. So, you went early.
I went early. I just want to Stay away from everything. Don't think about anything. I just wanted to review the few concepts.
So Chandra, tell me this. I'm curious because you and I, we spent time together in the one-on-ones that you booked.
Yeah.
So we covered PMBOK stuff, but we didn't cover a lot of people, process, business. We didn't even cover Agile. We covered those in other immersion meetings, other meetings you came for. Yeah. So tell me, going into the exam, which of these areas did you feel least confident about? That was on your mind. I may not make it because of this. Which area was it?
Yeah, as you said, before I took one-on-one with you, I was good at this Agile. That's what I thought, because when I was taking the quizzes that you put for Agile, I was scoring about 80%, consistently between 70 and 80%. And I thought that should be good. I don't want to, put a lot of time preparing for Agile. Mm. And that's why I decided to take one-on-one with you for a predictive approach. So that even though you are given, you are giving some quizzes, in each area, right? So those helped also. What are the next steps? For example, identify in stakeholder management, identify stakeholders and, this next steps and all that.
Yeah.
And when we had one-on-one, then it was confirmed. I went through that video again.
Yeah. So I kept on asking you every day, Chandra, have you done your page 25? Where's
page?
I really bugged you quite a lot about page 25. And I know you read it to some degree, but do you think it helped when you finally got into the exam knowing that flow?
Yeah, knowing that flow helped, but not many questions in that area.
So your exam was greater, hybrid, and agile. If you were going to put it in percentages, what percentage would you give to agile, hybrid, and predictive?
Predictive is very less. I got only about 4 or 5 questions or something like that. But even though they are predictive, the way the wordings are mixed, it looks like hybrid questions only.
Wow.
So, yeah, mostly Agile and hybrid are those are the questions. Luckily, thank God,
How much would you give to Agile percentage?
I'm telling, I think 90%.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
I felt like that. So, that's why, because that was my, it's not my weak area. Predictive was my weak area where, I was always asking about contracts and all, right? Remember
true.
That?
And you didn't even get a contract. I bet you didn't get one fixed price or cost plus, did you?
Yeah. No, nothing was there.
Yeah.
That was a good thing for me. Otherwise, the moment I think about those topics, I feel nervous. But I thought I cannot do much. Remember, I sent an email. If I pass, I'm good. Otherwise, I'll come back to you again.
Yeah. And I just said, you're going to be fine, because I really, truly believed you had done a lot. And even though it came on me unexpectedly, because if I had known, I would have kept on bugging you. Chandra, it's this week. What are you doing? But you were calm, because we had already done a lot in this daily scrum. And I want to encourage everyone in the daily scrum to truly know we're not just playing. We're actually doing stuff. We're doing great stuff. So Chandra, you got into the exam and you found question one. And how did you feel when you saw the very first question?
Yeah, this time, I didn't feel I could do everything calmly. I didn't feel that these questions are easy. These questions are hard basically all of them are scenario based. So basically I need to go through the question and understand what exactly they're asking. And based on that concept, I could select the answer. Nothing easy or, difficult or something like that. Because the concept, as long as we understand the concept, we need to figure out which one to select. That is how I answered. So all of them are same for me.
Was there any question you saw and you're like, I don't even know what this means? Was there anyone like that? Or
No, nothing like that. But only thing is, I was confused because of the choices that they gave. They're all similar. And also the wordings in the question are similar. So what happened was about 3 or 4 questions, I had to keep going back and checking a few times. But then I realized I don't want to waste too much time, because I was closely monitoring the time also. For 3, right? Like for 60 questions maximum, mm-hmm. like 70, 75 minutes I calculated. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you were well prepared. It seemed like we had talked about that a few times. Yeah. But I'm curious, when you were doing the questions, were you looking at the time, every question, or maybe maybe every 10, 20?
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Did you take your breaks when you got done?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
And what did you do during the break? You just stroll out, do the usual stuff. Did you eat?
No.
No water? Any water?
Water also I didn't take. I just used the restroom, that's it.
Wow, you really went hard. So, well, you went in at 1, so you had time to kind of get some refreshments and load up before you went in, right? You didn't go hungry.
No. Because I didn't take full 10 minutes break, but,
Just
five minutes like that. Yeah.
So you didn't feel under pressure?
No, this time I didn't feel pressure.
So walk us through the difference between the first and the second time. Did you feel more pressure the first time than the second?
No, last time also I didn't feel pressure, but the thing is there were a lot of lengthy questions and I didn't know the approach how to read those questions, and that's where I had left with about 60 questions and I had only 15 to 20 minutes. That's where was the problem.
Gotcha. So this time you knew that time management was your main thing. And you went in proactively and you were looking at the time. So our friends really need to learn that so that they're not stumped, because it happened to a number of people where their time ran out. So you went in for the second round. Did you feel like the first set of questions were easier than the second set, or vice versa?
No, that's right. Like, these are all concepts. As long as we know, we don't feel like harder.
That's good.
Easy, right?
That's good.
That's fine. Yeah,
that's good.
But the question reading approach is very important for me, like this time. So I just want to share that so that
please
everybody
do.
Can.
Absolutely.
Help. It will help for a lot of us. So basically, as we discussed many times, read the last line first. And then based on the last line, you see the answer choices that were given. Okay. And then now you know the context, and then depending on the need, you can read from the beginning or in between, we should be able to answer the questions like that. So that helped me see most of the questions. I didn't read full question actually.
That's interesting. So you kind of got the idea. And let's make it clear, Chandra, you didn't just scrape by, you got 80, 80, 80. Which is really phenomenal, because it shows that you had good command over the content. So whatever you were doing, it worked. So what else?
Yeah, and then some of the questions, when I read the last line itself, it is a straightforward question for Agile or any other thing. So when we read the answers, we can answer them. Okay, so we don't have to read the full question actually. What I'm saying, right? Like,
absolutely.
We don't have to read. See, that scenario is just to waste of time to read actually. Let us say recognition, right? Recognition, based on the, we don't recognize the individual. The agile approach is to recognize the team.
The team, right.
Just to give you an example.
That's a good example. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I read the question, if I know the answer is there like that, then I just selected. I didn't even go through the full question like that. So there were about 10 questions I could answer like that. For example, so there were like that some of the questions
What about the drag and drops? Do they slow you down a little bit?
Yeah, not really, because and the drag and drops one, like I listed here, see, there were about 4 to 5 questions came. So one is about conflict types. Okay. One is on the risks, and another one is leadership styles, and another one is risk responses.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So those were easy because we went through many times.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. So those were simple, you know. So that's where, and I could even like remove them and put them back and just make sure that, you know, like I could play with them like a couple of times. I could have spent maybe more than 1 minute on those things because we know those are easy, but I don't want to make silly mistake and
Exactly.
get it wrong. So
exactly.
Even for example, like this avoid or transfer, whatever it is, like I don't want to make a silly mistake. So just wanted to check on that one.
Yeah.
Review that again and then make sure that it is right, correct. That's what it is.
Great, great stuff. Great stuff. I hope you saw the shout out that Praiseon put out for you on LinkedIn, put a shout out to congratulate you. So I'm really excited about this. Yeah.
Thank you. I saw that. I got an email.
Nice. We get really excited when we have stories, especially when someone thinks, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. If I don't make it, then you're going to see me again, especially when you felt that bad. For you to have killed it with 380s is just so awesome. Yeah. So what other advice?
I just wanted to pass, but you know, at the end, all 80s. And when I saw the congratulations, it was like, you know, I was in tears actually.
You had worked really hard. You had done everything that you could, just like a lot of our friends here are doing all that they could. And you just need to trust the process and just keep going.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Mainly the concepts. So should I go through whatever I noted?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So basically in terms of time management, like I was left with 2 minutes at the end. So I was just sitting, let it complete. I didn't want to end by myself. So I could manage the time based on the approach of reading the questions. So that may help a lot of you. And all of them are scenario-based questions only. There was no definitions except these drag and drop questions, you know. Those were the ones. But there also, some of them were scenario-based, actually. We need to understand that. Yeah, in that second column, right, there are some scenario-based. Based on that, we need to pick up the other choice, actually. Some of them are not straightforward definition questions. So, as I said, 90% agile and hybrid and 10% predictive. And some of the questions are mixed up, the wordings are mixed up, even though they are agile, but we feel that they may be predictive questions. And also a lot of these multi-year projects where, you know, we can have hybrid approach, right? Some of the requirements clear or unclear based on those questions are there. So what will we do? Like, you know, when we start reading the question, we may think that it is predictive and there will be some predictive options. So if we select, then it may not be correct. Right? Like, so definitely we need to read the question with some of the wordings, but you know, some of them were okay to just skip and answer like that. So we have to decide, we have to do our judgment there, how to read the question. And so some of them, see, like last time, there were a lot of them were very lengthy questions, but this time not so many lengthy questions. There were short questions also, like one or two liners or one liner like that. And questions, yeah, reading approach I already told. And predictive questions, the CPI and SPI related questions were about 2 of them.
Oh, CPI, SPI?
Yeah, mainly CPI, yeah. And even though I saw the predictive language there, but I decided to answer everything with agile mindset only. That's it.
Good. Yeah.
So that's what I did. And also another confusing thing is they used mostly project manager only and talk about product owner and all the other team members in the agile team. Okay. So only one question was talking about Scrum Master. That word Scrum Master was there. Only one question. So basically the concepts of agile should be very good. And I got one on that Myers-Briggs personality type question, one of them. And Duckman Lauder, you know, based on that, there were a few questions on that. And because that also scenario based, actually, This was the situation. What can we do to change the situation? You know, there are like five things, right? There are stages. So this is the stage right now, or it was earlier. What can we do to change it like that? And yeah, there were questions about, I already told about drag and drop based on the conflict types, type of risks, risk leadership styles and risk responses. Some of them are straightforward, but some of them have the scenario based. So you just have to select that. The type of risks I didn't see, we never discussed, but maybe they are from BIMBOK 7 or something. But I used my just common sense and selected the answers. So I don't know if it was correct or not. So that's what, and I used mainly elimination technique. That's one of the main thing I want to tell. When I use this technique, right, like among the four choices, I could remove two of them immediately. Then only left with the two of them. So from that, I could select the best one. Okay. And there were questions about agile team, team roles, you know, scrum roles, and ceremonies, artifacts. Okay. And again, what kind of life cycles we can use, like iterative, incremental, and also, you know, the test-driven, feature-driven, so many of them are there, right? Like, so there are questions on each one of them, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. And and agile, like to show the progress, maybe progress of the team or progress of the project. And if you want to show the progress to the management, right?
In predictive or in agile?
No, in agile. Like to show the progress of the team and project, and how do we send the, you know, what, how do we show the progress to the management? So all those, it's not artifacts, right? Like a burner, burn down charts and information radiators, what kind of, you know, information radiators and what kind of reports we can use. That with the scenario based question, actually. And also the life cycle, you know, like all different types of life cycles are there, right? Like agile, incremental, iterative, and all that. So based on those, a couple of questions came, actually.
That's a definitely good one to look at. Wow. And, interesting.
And again, as I said, when I read some of the questions, they look like those are predictive questions, but actually some of the agile words are mixed up there. Maybe one word will be there. If we miss to read that one word, then we may think that it's a predictive question, right? Like, so that's, even though we don't read question, but we need to just glance for those buzzwords and then see what can we do. That's what I did. And mainly the project manager, what should in a certain scenario, what should the project manager do first, next, these questions came. So I think with all these things, as long as the concepts are good for us, there were no calculations, there were no questions on ITTOs and no questions on critical paths or anything. So if, you know, like then we are remaining with, you know, understanding the concepts and we can easily answer based on the scenario. So in this case, mainly the time management is the critical thing. So for that, as long as we know how to read the question and, you know, the approach is very important to answer the question so that we don't leave any question. So then I think we should be good.
Thank you, Chandra. Great stuff. Yeah. Very interesting. So let's journey back real quick. The first time you took it, would you say that there was more predictive, or do you think, or maybe you were not paying too much attention, so it's hard to say?
No, basically, see, I was left with 60 questions, right? So wow. I didn't read the 60 questions. So whatever questions I read were lengthy, agile and hybrid, maybe some of the predictive, I didn't even remember, like 3 months back, right? So, but that was the problem. Like, see, there may be some predictive related, but when I could not go through all the 60 of them
in the last minute. Yeah, the last time. So it's hard to tell because I know they're always changing the exam on us. But one thing's for sure, you changed your approach from the first time, came on the program, came on, you were very regular on the daily scrums and you were doing stuff and you were serious. And we sat down together and looked at page 25 in the one-on-one. So yeah, you did all the right things. You did all the right stuff. And look at it.
Yeah, when I went, when I came to you and for one-on-one, okay, so I could see where I am. So I could repeat those video for a couple of times.
And, oh, nice, nice. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So for folks who want a one-on-one, just going down to pmanonymous.com. And I really like Chandra's seriousness because she said, yeah, I know I could be in the daily scrum. I know I could be in immersion, but I just want one-on-one to find my unique gaps. And we sat down for over an hour and honed in on every part, every one of those 49, so that she would understand in her own way what each of those processes were. And I'm really, really so glad you did that for yourself. And you don't need to be in class ever again.
See, the main reason I did that one-on-one, one more thing, feel like, you see, I'm not getting enough time to go through that PMBOK or Agile Practice Guide or all those things. So, you know, like just to capture, even though we did, you covered a lot, like each area, very detailed, and we did the quizzes. Based on that, I just wanted to wrap up by doing one-on-one.
It was a good choice. It was a great choice, and I'm really glad that you did that.
Yeah.
So people normally ask this question, what would you do differently? I think the first time, all the things you would have done differently, you did them. The second time, you pace yourself. So when the time came, you weren't under crazy pressure to just do like crazy all night, all-nighters, like 24 hours a day study. No, you kind of already had gotten the studying down pat. When it came to people, process, business, you'd heard it so many times in the daily scrum. I can't count how many times we'd gone over that. So all the things that you needed to do differently, you did them. All right. Well, with that, I know you need to go places, Chandra. You got any questions? Ask our guru. Do you have any questions for Chandra? Come on now. Don't be shy. She's one of us.
Yeah, and I'm happy to join, you know, if anybody has any questions. All of you can do well, and just to keep up with the momentum, and as long as you are good with the concepts and time management, you'll be doing good.
Chandra, yeah, Taji. So how long ago did you start with Phil? How long were you working with him before you took the test the second time?
3 months only, Taji.
3 months, wow, okay.
Great. Yeah, and I from that time onwards, like I've been attending only the scrum meetings. Frankly speaking, this was the one I did, actually.
Well, great. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Taji. And good luck to you all again. And I want to see everyone to complete.
Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you, Chandra. And thank you to your family for letting us borrow you this evening for a little bit. Tell them we appreciate it.
No, actually, I came out on a different work. So that's
awesome.
So from there only I'm talking. And good. I want everyone to complete your exam and successfully, and you all can do it. Only thing is just concepts and agile mindset. That is what is working out, I think, these days. As Fabricio is telling, a lot of people are passing. Maybe that is the mindset we should have. Mm-hmm. And you'll be good.
Thank you
so much. Wish you all good luck. And anytime, please, I can answer anything if you need me. But I think you all are good. Better than me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.